I'm delighted to say that my guest is Alan Reid, who's just coached the Reigate Grammar School Under 16 Rugby 7 to their success at the National Tournament at Rosslyn Park. Alan, good afternoon and welcome to Susie Radio.
Good afternoon, David, and thank you for inviting me.
It's absolutely brilliant to have you here. Now, let's start by putting this Rosslyn Park tournament in context, because I know the newspaper reported this as the Grammar School's first under-16 success. There were other successes, weren't there?
Yes, indeed there were. In 1973 and 74, the school were runners-up in the Open Festival, the under-18s, which we won in 1976, and also in 1981, the under-13s. Won the competition.
Any names to mention from those far-off days?
Yes, in 81, Steve Pilgrim, Andy Clayton, Steve Jenner, who's now a parent at the school, Robbie Booth and Robin Taylor are names that come to mind. In 76, it was the likes of Sean Jones, Martin Bates and Nicky Brown.
So that's the previous successes. Now, what about Rosslyn Park? What sort of a tournament is Rosslyn Park? How long has it been going?
It is the world's largest festival. The Open started actually in 1939, but the Colts has been going only since 1997. It's a very large competition for the Colts. We had 160 teams, 32 groups of five, which would include all the best rugby playing schools in the country.
And you in fact defeated Eton College in the final.
We did, having played them twice before this season, won one and lost one, but we did in a very tight game.
Well, that's certainly an accolade. Now, you've been involved with rugby for a very long time, and all that time, almost, you've been at the grammar school.
Yes, I came to Reigate in 1971, straight from St Luke's College in Exeter. I was attracted by the standard rugby that I knew was played at Reigate. And I was very fortunate to come in at a time when we had some tremendously talented sides.
And you've gone on, you've done some more senior coaching than schools level, haven't you?
I have coached a higher level, school level. I've done the Surrey schools, I've done London schools and been involved with the England County set-up. I've also helped with the obligations.
It would be fair to say that for a lot longer than 40 years, you've absolutely loved your rugby.
Yes, I've really enjoyed it. I've been very fortunate to coach some very good players and been involved with some very successful teams.
And England's chances for the coming World Cup?
Good. With home advantage, I'd say very good.
Let's get back to the current success round about a fortnight ago. Alan, things have changed very much since those early days that you mentioned. What does it take to win an under-16 sevens tournament with all the other educational demands of the 21st century?
Well, first and foremost, it obviously needs a talented squad of players. You need to have 12 players, 12 good players. You need to be lucky. You need to be injury-free, illness-free. But most of all, you need talent. And you need the dedication from the boys to be prepared to train.
And is that something that's difficult in this age of many, many demands on lads at school?
It's more difficult, but if the boys enjoy their rugby, they can find time.
It's wonderful that they're able to make time and bring a national success. Now, in terms of what it takes to win, take us through the programme that you had to follow this year at Rosslyn Park, the sequence of matches and moving about and so on and so forth.
Well, it is pretty tough. On the first, it's a two-day competition if you do well enough to get through. On the first day, you have to win your group, which is a group of five. There are 32, as I said, groups of five. So you have four games to win. You have to win your group. And then there's a playoff match with another group winner. If you win that, so you've played five games, you then get through to the last 32 on the final day, which in itself is quite an achievement. And then you have another four games if you're going to be successful.
And presumably, you mentioned needing a squad. There's a bit of a need for rotation. Boys become tired and so on.
It's a tremendously demanding game. It's 7 minutes each way, but it's non-stop. There's no resting time. And you certainly have to try and rotate your players, particularly the key players who might do a lot of running, run your tries in.
Well, we'll talk about the squad and give them a name check in a little while. How long does a sevens match last?
7 minutes each way at Rosslyn Park. Some of the other competitions we've been in might be 5 minutes each way, but Rosslyn Park is 7 minutes each
way. And is that extended for the final?
No. 7 minutes each way in the final.
And what about that final? Is it played before a big crowd?
Rosslyn Park is very well organised. This year they actually had, on the main pitch, where the semi-final and the final was played, they actually had that streamed live, because I know it's streamed back to school. The whole school, I think, stopped to watch the semi-final and the final.
It wouldn't have been like that 40 years ago. And you mentioned the main pitch. Logistically, is there much moving around from ground to ground?
There's less than there used to be. In the old days, if you got through to the final day, you then go to Rosslyn Park. All the games now are on the main site. There are four different sites, but they're all within half a mile of each other.
So that means that spectators can walk from pitch to pitch. Yeah. And you describe an event of some considerable size. Is there a backup for this tournament? Is there a tented village and so on and so forth?
Yes, there's a lot of advertisers, lots of people who promote school tours. Travel companies have tents around the, particularly the main pitch.
Now, it would be invidious to pick out any stars in this squad of yours, but perhaps we could just run through the names of your players and their positions, what they do on the field?
Yes, their secret success was definitely they were a team, tremendously together. The team was led by Lucas Overtoom as the captain. Paul Marshall, Charlie Bennett, Ollie Brooks and Joe Gregson made up the forwards. We rotated those four around for three places. Henry McCann played at fly half, Alex Skinner at scrum half, Max Coyle on the wing. Replacements were Billy Elliston, George Blackburn, Sean Watters and James Bennett.
And it's said that a successful seven needs a flyer. Did you have a flying winger in that squad?
Yes, we were lucky. We had everything we needed, but we certainly had pace, and Max Coyle on the wing had pace to burn.
Now, not only were there people hanging on every pass via the video link, but the final actually went to extra time, did it not? Tell us a little bit about how it went this way and that.
Yes, it wasn't great for the nerves. We started very well. We went 12-0 up, but the boys were a little tired, there's no doubt. Eton did really well. They came back and they scored two tries to make it 12-all. Lucas Overtoom then went over 19-12 with seconds to go. One of their boys made a run down the wing, almost got put into touch, managed to score behind the post, 19-all, whistle went, last play.
So there's extra time then?
We're into extra time, golden points. You could kick a penalty, but fortunately the first time we got the ball we moved it out to Max Coyle, who kicked ahead and won the chase.
Is there a big presentation ceremony?
There is, yes. Chris Cracknell, England Sevens player, was commenting on all the matches that were being streamed on the main pitch, and he presented the trophy to Lucas and the boys.
And they must have been an extremely proud bunch of boys, even if they were very tired at the end of the day.
They were over the moon, and it was great because we'd had a minibus load of boys brought up for the afternoon, their teammates. They gave us some really vocal support. It was great scenes at the end.
Alan, tell us what this win means for rugby at Reigate Grammar School and indeed for Reigate Grammar School as a whole.
From my point of view, as the school has changed, it used to be a state grammar school, and as you mentioned, in the 70s we were renowned for our rugby, and obviously as someone who's been involved with it over the years, I've tried to maintain the standards. So it's very nice. You only get teams like this perhaps once every 10 years if you're lucky. So it was very nice for them to fly the flag.
Anything else you'd like to mention about school rugby while you're in that hot seat?
Only that they're going to South Africa in the summer. I'm not going, but I wish them well.
Well, it's been brilliant to talk to you about that signal success. We've got Tina Turner's The Best for the squad. Alan Reid, coach to the national championship winning Reigate Grammar School Rugby 7. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.